su amigo Javier con ustedes aquí en Ryland Community Radio in Irangio Faingaroa. And given what is happening in the world today, I think we're going to start with one of those profound songs by Bob Dylan. And we're going to start with Masters of War.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know, but you talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure sure that you did.
Bueno, this is Jornadas Musicales. That is Musical Journeys. And this Sunday, which the end of summer, but still hot and beautiful out there here in Figueroa, we're going to play you some music from Ukraine. I don't think I ever listen to music to Ukraine, or at least been conscious of have been listening. And as they say locally, it is the name of the country is Ukraina. So from Ukraine, we're going to start with a group that my guess is that is pronounced Drutk, and will be a couple of numbers. The first one is called Archaic Dance, and the next one is called The Cranes Will Never Return Here. Drutk.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Drurk from his album Songs of Grief and Solitude. I guess there is a lot of grief that the Ukrainian populace have at the moment. We're going to follow with a band called Onuka. We start with two numbers, first called Zenith, the next one is Hashi, or I don't know how to pronounce it, Shashi, X-A-S-H-I. So, Onuka from Ukraine. We'll be right back. Solid, I can say, solid music from Ukraine, the band called Onuka, and we're going to do one more song of them, and this one is actually in English, and the title of the song, I think, says a lot. It says, "Guns don't shoot," basically telling us that the ones who shoot are human.
Dazed all day, stuck in a maze.
Guns don't shoot, and I can give you a pretty accurate way in. I can tell you who is winning this new war in the planet, and we can look at it by the exports of weapons. So, in 2020, according to Wikipedia, the number one exporter of arms, which amount to $9,372 billion, was, yes, the United States of America. In second place, Russia, followed by France, Germany, Spain, South Korea, Italy, China, Netherlands, UK, and Australia. But what is interesting is if we add the 10 that follow the USA, it's actually less than what the USA exports alone. So, in my books, the winner of any war in the planet today is the pockets of the people who deal with arms. They might go to Ukraine, or they might go to the narcos in Mexico, or God knows where. So, well, now we're going to put you some other music, which is not that intense. I guess my guess is more of the traditional music from Ukraine. And the name of the band is Daka Braka. Mm-hmm.
Садку, Ювеноградку, винная, винная яблунь, червоні ябка зроди, приходить від дні.
Yeah. все. ось уже скільки днів ми однокрило летимо. І кожна мить загрожує падінням.
Що ти про чи смерть не думаєш?
Чи стежки не знав? Мати не пускав.
Летимо.
Чи коня нема? Чи стежки не знав?
That was Daka Braka, Ukrainian band. And we're going to play one more song from their album of 1921. And the next song will be the title of the album. And the name of it is Alambraki. Now, Alambari. Now, we are in musical journeys. We are in Vaingaroa. We are in Raglan Community Radio. And the time is 18:56. So we still have more than half an hour of music from Ukraine. Daka Braka, a very hypnotic last number. And we are going to continue with a singer and composer, contemporary as well. All the music from Ukraine that we've been listening today is contemporary from, it's actually 2020, 2018, the earliest. And now this Sergei Babkin, we're going to play you. We have four songs here online. And I wouldn't even attempt to tell you the names of the songs because they are written in the Cyrillic alphabet. Which the Cyrillic alphabet is the same as many languages in that part of the world. Russian also has the same alphabet. Apparently, Russian and Ukrainian are not the same. You know, they are different languages. Although the Ukraine, when the USSR was dominating, when the Ukraine was part of the USSR, then the schools they taught Russian. But Ukrainian is the language now, and it's the difference, apparently they say, is kind of like the difference between Spanish and Portuguese. So there are many similarities, but they are not the same. Anyway, these songs I wouldn't, as I say, I'm not going to pronounce, and it's all in Ukrainian, and it's Sergei Babkin. I hope you enjoy instead of suffering of what's happening with Ukrainian people today.
Зачем нужны слова нам? Нам все без слов понятно. Безмолвным караваном мы движемся обратно. К началу все сначала, ведь жизнь многократно мелодия звучала. Бесшумно, безвозвратно. Свои пары.
солнцу. Все подойти
про те, бавити себе почуттями. Йдем по одному колу, наче стрімкі струмки. Де би я, де би я, де би я, де би я не був, все про тебе не гадує, мов позаду йдеш, або дивися на мене крізь світ. Де би я, де би я, де би я, де би я не був, все охоплено твоєю владою, за собою ведеш, вимальовуючи слід.
That was Sergei Babkin here in Musical Journeys in Iriranga Faingaroa. We have still maybe 10 or so minutes of music here in Musical Journeys. Next week it will be Rodrigo, your host. And now I'm going to play you something. Well, it is a fiddle player. Her name is Asia Ahat. It's A-double-H-A-double-T. And she plays some songs, some tunes that I am sure you will recognize. So they are not, you know, they also part of
Thank you.
Bueno, amigos, eso fue Asia Hahat, a fiddle player from Ukraine. And this last song was Quizás, a song written back in the 40s by the Cuban Osvaldo Farrés. And before that, yeah, we listened to Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. And we're going to finish with Eric Clapton number, played by this violinist again. And Tears of Heaven. And I'm looking from here from the station across in Bow Street, and I can see the New Zealand flag nearly half cast on the, and I wonder if it's on purpose or the flag just went down a little bit, but definitely it's a very sad week for Aotearoa. The events on Tuesday in Wellington, they're, in my opinion, very tragic, and I think some of us are numb. You know, when 3 weeks of people trying to be heard by our politicians and no one comes to talk to them. The only time they come with their little cameras is after the police has expelled them and they left a mess. Well, they couldn't clean out as they were running away. Anyway, it's a sad week for Aotearoa. So, with this one, I say hasta la próxima, goodbye, thank you for listening, and Tears of Heaven by Asia Hat from Ukraine. Bueno, amigos, su cuate Javier se despide. But I forgot to tell you, if you go to Foursquare and go to the beer fridge, you find a product from Ukraine. It's a beer called Obolon, and it's, yeah, as they say, the first Ukrainian beer. So I think it's the first product that I came across that is from Ukraine, and curiously, it's right here in Fangaroa. Well, con esto me despido. Hasta la próxima. Next time will be Rodrigo with you in next Sunday. I'll be with you in a couple of weeks. So now back to the music of the station, Dryland Community Radio.